Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
36 degrees if you average the temperatures throughout the area, going up to eventually today, a nice kind of, for me, relatively nice, kind of 58 degrees. No wind, so it should be nice, or a little wind, not like we had the other last couple of days. Highs of 66 for New Year's Day, 72 on Friday, 74 on Saturday, 61 Sunday, and then we get into the new year. Steve Geller joins us, WWL Sports Director. How you doing, Steve?
I am doing great, Tommy. How you been doing, man?
I'm good. How about those Saints?
It's been a pleasure. The month of December, they go undefeated after that rough start to the year. And, yeah, winning is fun. It's Saints football is fun again, and that's the best part of things right now.
I tell you something. You go back to that schedule, and you look at who they played. And, look, I understand that, you know, we had the quarterback thing, and you got to let that play out. And I don't question or criticize anybody for doing anything. I got to believe the coaches know if Tyler Shuck had been ready, he would have played. I think it's playing out perfectly in terms of the experience that he's getting against the teams that he's playing and so forth to get him ready for next year. But, man, you look at some of the teams that they played earlier on in the season and where they fit in the playoffs right now. They didn't have an easy part of it, an easy time of it at all with the early part of the schedule.
No, it was definitely the front half of this year's schedule was the tougher for the black and gold, and Spencer Rattler was out there, you know, doing the best he could as well. And I think that you see a much difference in this offense with the signal caller Tyler Shuck now. The thing is being able to finish and get into the end zone. And I don't know, you hear guys, the quarterback, you want someone that makes everyone around them better. And for me, Tyler Shuck obviously has been that guy right now. Especially, Tommy, you look at some of the injuries right now, wide receiver, running back.
Tight end.
It's really impressive what they've been doing. And I know the competition hasn't been as great, like you mentioned, in the first half of the season. But what they're accomplishing right now, down some guys with meaningless, quote-unquote, meaningless games for us, they're still out there trying hard and putting on a good show.
Who is this guy, Montavo? Where did we get him?
Maliki Montavo. Yeah, he was a seventh-round draft pick for the Saints. Yeah.
He was a what?
Seventh-round draft pick. He kind of bounced around on and off the roster this year, and due to the necessity of, you know, needing bodies, was brought back. But a guy that, you know, another depth piece on this rookie's class that I think deserves a ton of credit. Mickey Loomis and the entire front office get a ton of criticism. Well, we got to give them love as well for this year's draft, I think, with Tyler Shough, Kelvin Beggs Jr., the first-round pick on the offensive line, and then a bunch of other depth pieces that have been fantastic in having to step up into larger roles, like, you know, you see Jonas Sanker and at corner with Quincy Riley, all the way around, just a lot of positivity for Kellen Moore year one to build going forward.
Also, not a draft choice, but Audric Estime, a good job of managing who's out there, who's available. I love the way he runs.
Man, oh man, Tommy, I don't know what happened. I mean, it's been a theme for this season, I guess, the first half compared to second half. But yeah, that second half in Tennessee, I was blown away just about how physical, hard he was running and able to get out. And it wasn't huge play. There was some 6-yard, 7-yard chunk gains for them, and we just haven't seen this run game being productive this year. Definitely appreciate his hard running. Mike Haas talked with him on the Saints Hour last night. A great interview as well. So one of those pieces, you know, a lot of guys joke that so many Saints players followed Sean to Denver. Well, we got one of his draft picks from last year, so we're taking some of Sean's guys now.
Yeah, you know, it's cliche to say, you know, you kids at home watch how he runs, that's what you want to do, but Audric Estime, that's exactly what I see when you talk about physical and hard running and keeping those legs moving. And man, I'm gonna tell you what, he has impressed me.
Yeah, that was exciting stuff. And you know, a young guy too that we'll see how he fits now into this running back room. You think right now he's our fourth string running back getting work with Alvin Kamara been down. Kendra Miller had the injury. And then, of course, the other rookie draft pick and Devin Neal had a season-ending injury. So now, Audric Estime, your time to shine. And, yeah, the last game was a huge boost for a run game, man, that's been really dismal this season.
I know you got injuries and you don't you don't lose your job for injury and all that stuff. But I got to tell you, I don't think he's second string. Or rather, I don't think he's fourth string running back anymore, not Audric Estime. We'll pick it up. We come back. Steve Geller, WWL Saints, former Saints sideline reporter. He's a sports director. We'll continue to talk about the black and gold. Look ahead to the Falcons when we come back. 7:21, it's time for traffic here on WWL. 7:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly back to Steve Geller, our WWL sports director. So the game Saturday night, and take us through this, Steve, if you can, the Saints game has a lot to do with that if Carolina loses. Take me through the scenarios with that, please.
Yeah, it's really odd, Tommy. You look at this matchup now Saturday between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Carolina Panthers, who are trying to figure out who wants to win the NFC South. Right now, Carolina's got the edge here, so if they beat Tampa, it's signed, sealed, delivered theirs. They don't have to wait till Sunday's game. But if the Bucs can win at home at Carolina, both teams will be 8-9. And then the Panthers become Atlanta fans because that's the case for them. The Falcons beating the New Orleans Saints would also make Atlanta 8-9. And due to tiebreakers, the Carolina Panthers would win the division over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in that scenario. We know Atlanta's already been eliminated from playoff contention, so they might have the same record, but they have no chance at winning the division right now. So theoretically, the Buccaneers could win Saturday and still lose the division if Atlanta beats the Saints.
Tell me about these Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, there's a team right now that we know they're always a problem for the Saints, one of the big NFC rivals with them, and with Kirk Cousins at quarterback, they're a lot more scarier to me than Michael Penix Jr., that's for sure. And obviously, a guy like Bijan Robinson has been a stud for.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to.
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Then you see his involvement in the run in the pass game, just a really do-it-all guy. I think you saw some spectacular highlights of him last matchup against the Rams. I didn't think that this Falcons team really had a chance. And what do you know, this NFL season's been crazy. Another guy to watch out for, unfortunately, Kyle Pitts Sr. has really, you know, had an uptick in his production of late, and I think has developed a really good chemistry with Kirk Cousins. I wouldn't be surprised if Atlanta ends up bringing him back for next year just because of the uncertainty with Penix's injury and if he'll be ready.
What's going on with Penix, injury-wise?
He has another, I think it's his third ACL injury.
So the Falcons are favored by 3.5. I kind of like, you know, especially with that half point, considering a lot of these games come down to field goals, I kind of like the Saints' chances here. Thoughts?
Yeah, you look at the way those Saints have been playing right now, and I don't know if they can find a way to come out the gates faster. They might not have such close matchups, but I definitely expect another NFC South bout against the Dirty Birds to probably be a field goal type game. So that, yeah, that half a point is a little scary, though, too, if you're a bettor.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about, real quick before we let you go here, about Kellen Moore and his development as a head coach from the Kellen Moore way back in, when was the first game, September, whatever week it was, whatever day it was.
Yeah, what's funny is, you know, a lot of folks were critical, I think, of the fact that, oh, this guy doesn't show emotion on the sideline. He looks like a robot. We don't see any kind of passion from him. And now, amazing what winning does. It changes your perspective of things. And it's like, oh, how calm, cool, and collected this guy is. He never changes That's the fun. Guy he is. I mean, for me, you've definitely seen growth in this team. And it's to be expected. Everybody's learning a new system in his offense and a new way of doing things from the Sean Payton / DA era. And I don't know. It took some time for folks to get adjusted, I guess, to how things were being run for the Kellen Moore way. Everybody's definitely bought on board. You've heard from the players. Drew Brees stops by every Wednesday, talk to us about him having conversations with guys in the locker room and saying, just everybody loves Kellen. I think there's a bunch of positives going forward. You heard Hebert say, he thinks we got the coach, we got the quarterback. Let's keep it rolling.
We got the kicker, too. We talked to his, I guess, coach from Ireland yesterday, and he said he wouldn't be surprised if he saw Charlie Smith hit from 70 one day.
Hey, man, we had a practice way back at Tulane one night. He drilled the 70-yarder at a scrimmage there, so I wouldn't doubt it.
Thank you, Steve Geller. Appreciate it. Happy New Year to you and the whole family.
Happy New Year, Tommy.
You bet. We'll take a break, come back. We'll talk about coastal restoration. We'll talk about the French quarters and more. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. Thank you, Ian. 7:39, 21 till 8. James Karst joins us, Director of Communications for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. Morning, James. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Tommy. How are you?
I'm okay, sir. Tell me what the big news was, the big takeaways from 2025 as it relates to coastal restoration and the efforts involved in Louisiana.
Yeah, well, how much time you got?
Yeah.
It's been an interesting year. You know, a very large restoration project, the Mid-Barataria Settlement Diversion, was canceled. At the same time, you know, we marked the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Rita. There have been a lot of projects that have been advanced or completed, so there's a lot of great work going on. My organization also undertook a lot of really great projects. We built an oyster reef the week of the Super Bowl in conjunction with NFL Green and a number of other partners. We built another oyster reef this fall down in Cocodrie, continuing to plant trees and grasses all along Louisiana's coast, including at Grand Isle, in the New Orleans area, in the Central Wetlands, and near Manchac, and then in Southwest Louisiana as well. So I would say, you know, there one open question is what replaces the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion in the Barataria Basin. So that's something that I think a lot of people are looking for guidance on as we go forward into the new year.
And the other thing is on New Year's Eve, you know, it's a time for reflection and you look at things differently, I guess, from a passage of time standpoint. This is all plotted against the timeline, right, James?
Well, we're losing land every day, so, you know, there is urgency constantly. Unfortunately, it takes a lot of planning, a lot of modeling, and a lot of work before projects can be built and then, completed. So we're racing against time, and it's always a losing battle.
Yeah, this is a general statement, but if I were to talk to you next year at this time, there a lot of Louisiana that is there now is not going to be there, correct?
That is absolutely the case, yes, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, James. I really do. James Karst, Director of Communications for the Coalition to Restore Coastal Louisiana. We'll take a break, talk to Glade Bilby, President of French Quarter Citizens, about the anniversary of the Bourbon Street terror attack tomorrow morning, and also about the situation in the quarter and what's going on there as we look ahead to 2026. Tommy Tucker, New Year's Eve 2025, thank you for spending it with us here on WWL. 7:46, 14 till 8, 37 degrees around the area. If you average the temperatures, Glade Bilby joins us now, President of French Quarter Citizens. Good morning, Glade. How are you?
I am good, Tommy. Good morning to you, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. You know, it just strikes me as we talk here, what are you looking forward to for this evening? What are you dreading this evening about New Year's Eve and the quarters? The quarters.
Well, I'm not really dreading anything, but just looking forward to having a safe time. As everyone knows, that the French Quarter is used to rolling with the punches, as they say, and we put a good party on. But I think this year there's a little bit more, certainly maybe a lot more emphasis on safety and because of incidents in the past. But I think they're doing a good job of addressing that. I was at a meeting yesterday at the 8th District, and they have great leadership of the 8th District, working with the state police, working with the sheriff's department, and they have all hands on deck for this. So they're doing everything that they can to make this a really nice, safe experience.
It would seem like, and I was talking to somebody yesterday about this, that really one of the safer places to be would be the, of course, look, anything can happen at any time. I fully realize that. But with the scrutiny and after what happened last year, that, and the awareness that that would be one of the safer places to be on New Year's Eve. Thoughts?
Well, I think it is, too. I mean, you might be safer if you're out sitting in the woods on the North Shore or something. But but with
middle
all
of West
the
Texas,
here,
right, where you drive and there's nothing there. But who would want to be there, really?
Well, that's true. Some people have a different mindset, but that's the mindset here is having a good time. Mm-hmm. And with the Sugar Bowl and all the things that we have going on here, it should be great. And the weather's going to be cool, no rain, which is nice. And usually on New Year's Eve, we have these foggy, foggy nights that are, oh, gosh, it's too foggy. But mm-hmm. I think it's going to be really nice tonight. So I think everybody's looking forward to making this really a good time for everyone.
So when you get right down to it, what has changed from last year to this year?
Well, certainly there are the security measures put in place. We had some barricades last year, but not implemented the same way that they are doing it this year. And you know, there's been discussion about the permanent barricades that will be easier to move. So that's in the works, but that will be months down the road before that's there. I just think there's a heightened awareness of what can happen. And not that it didn't happen anywhere else in the world, because it's been happening, you know, Nice, Barcelona, Paris, mm-hmm. other places. But I mean, for it to hit home, you really need to deal with the security measures. And we have such a small geographic area in the French Quarter. And when you have 19 million tourists, not all in one night, but when you have so many people, the density is an issue that you have to take into consideration.
What, as it relates to the bigger attractions in the French Quarter, what would you tell people about access and egress in terms of tonight, or the way to make it easier on themselves? Because it is a neighborhood, and people don't realize that.
It is a neighborhood. One of the things that you can drive everywhere, because you have so many people need to be there. So I think they've done a good job of making a box around the area, around Bourbon Street, that you can't get into. So you just have to be aware of that. And most of the people coming in town are not driving. They're in hotels. The hotel occupancy is in the mid-90s now. So there's a lot of people in for the game. So I think that they are publishing, and there are places where you can find out where to drive and where not to drive. You can pretty much walk everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's the driving that's an issue, and the driving and parking is an issue all the time anyway.
What's your favorite part about New Year's Eve in the French Quarter?
Well, I go to a friend's house at the Pontalba, and we're right there at Jackson Square, the absolute heart of the city, mm-hmm. and we watch the fireworks, and that's great. We've been doing this for years, and it's a small group of friends, so it works out great, and it has a little more feeling than standing in a crowd of people you don't know. So that's good.
It's kind of hard not to get a chill up your spine when you hear that, because really, I would think when you're going through that, you realize that that's one of the iconic experiences of a lifetime for a lot of people, and you're lucky enough to share it there in your own neighborhood.
You are absolutely right, and I guess that's why I've lived here for so many years, because it is historic. It reflects our culture. Our architecture down in the quarter is a little different than other places, so we are really reflecting the history and the culture, and when you say that it's iconic, you hit it. That's perfect. It is.
All right, let me take a break. We'll talk about construction, etc., when we return. Glade Bilby, our guest, president of French Quarter Citizens, talking about New Year's Eve in the quarters. 7:51 and a half, time for traffic now on WWL. 7:57, Tommy Tucker, WWL, New Year's Eve 2025, back with our friend Glade Bilby, president of French Quarter Citizens. Glade, what's going on with the construction down in the quarter? What are you hearing from your friends, your neighbors, the people that own businesses there?
Well, quite frankly, not enough is going on with the construction. Unfortunately, it's impacting all those businesses down there, certainly on Decatur Street and on Royal and St. Peter and Charters. It's hard to say. It's kind of a mess. I wish that there would, I think everyone wishes that there would be a little bit more coordination with the times when we have big events, and start this after Jazz Fest and really work on it 24/7. Because you hear people say, I don't see anybody working there. And I have some friends that have a restaurant right there on the corner of St. Peter and Charters, and they don't see enough people working there. To me, if this is the heart of your city, you should be working 24/7 to get the job done. I realized just recently, like some people had no idea, that they ran into some artifacts there when they were digging down. And, of course, we need to preserve history and things. But we need to step up on doing this, because it's been months already, and to take the better part of another year, it's really hurting those businesses down there.
And I get the historical context of that, but you got to realize, why did it take X amount of months to get to that point, right?
Correct. And I think they found these things in November, and I just found out about it the past 2 or 3 days. So, there's a lag time on a lot of things. So hopefully things will get better, management wise in the city on certain projects. And this is one of them. We really need to wrap this up, get it done. Of course, we got old pipes. We got old sewage gas pipes. I know in front of my house, they replaced the gas line, said it would take 4 to 6 weeks, over 4 months. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's happening to everybody around here, but the infrastructure needs upgrading and improvement or replacement. And so it's part of the problem. You just need to manage it better.
It just seems like, especially in that part of the city, no disrespect to any other parts, but this is not an obscure corner in a neighborhood or anything. You'd think it would be throw every resource you have at this to get it done as quickly and as efficiently as possible, right?
High priority, because it's affecting the economic interest of the city, certainly. You're right.
How optimistic, scale of 1 to 10, are you going into 2026 with the new administration that things are going to change?
As I said in Spinal Tap, 11.
Thank you, Glade. Have a good time tonight, all right?
All right, thank you.
Take some time
much.
And just soak it all in, man. I'm telling you, because you're all lucky to have that opportunity. Glade Bilby, president of French Quarter Citizens, happy new year to him. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Ronald Surpass, professor of practice in the Department of Criminal Justice at Loyola. Before that, we're going to talk to our friend Dr. Claire from Lakeview Veterinary Hospital about the pets and keeping them calm with the fireworks on New Year's Eve.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card. They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.